Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeremy Cohen, You were a coach.
Yeah.
Do you feel that locker rooms can have distractions?
I think they can. I feel like you could have one person that's distracting from everything else. Somebody's taking away. I don't know that I fully understand this story of why you take things away. It seems like you're just punishing the team.
Joe, what's the story? What are the distractions that the Baltimore Ravens are talking about in their locker room? I reported on the scene, Joe.
They removed cornhole boards, ping pong tables, video game consoles, and there was one other thing.
Those guys can still play those things at home, right? Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, you know, the main response. All right, take away Marlon's podcasting equipment.
See, this is my thing.
This dumbass said boneless wings were better than real wings.
I think boneless aren't wings. That's tenders.
Depends on the wings.
I think Joe and Jeremy, players can be distracted. Individual players can be distracted by outside noise. I don't believe a team can be distracted by one particular thing. I don't believe that because everybody's not wired the same. For instance, let's say it was a story, an off-the-field story about a player who got in some trouble. You may have some players that are close to that guy or some players that just can't dial in who are distracted by that, but you have other players on that team that couldn't give a rip. Mm-hmm. They're going to do what they do every day. So I don't think a cornhole board, ping pong tables distracts a team. And if you got individuals who are spending too much time playing cornhole or ping pong, probably guys you don't want on the team.
Yeah.
That to me reeks desperation. We're losing with 1-5, so no more games. You guys don't deserve to play cornhole. Well, you know, want us to have fun, but you don't want us to have fun.
You know what I think they should do is fix the stuff on the field.
Yeah.
Like that stuff, again, if let's say the whole team is just over there playing video games nonstop. You come in and you're trying to talk to them. I get it. But I doubt
you know it's not happening.
No.
That's not happening, Jeremy.
This is some stupid knee-jerk reaction like, okay, they're not, we got to get them focused, so let's take something away. If they win this week, do you give it back? How long is their punishment?
Yeah.
Can they come outside to play?
So now you're making grown men think, okay, now you're not treating us like grown men.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's just.
That's. I mean, the more and more we talk about it, the less and less I like this.
Desperation, bro. I'm telling you.
I just don't, like, again, in the downtime in there, What's the difference of camaraderie of playing sports? Unless, again, if you have something that's causing arguments and fights, I'm listening to you. All right, you know what? You guys want to fight over this every day? I'm taking it away.
Well, they didn't say they play a spades, did they?
No.
That's the only thing that causes arguments and fights.
They took all the spades away. They can only play hearts. Man. Sucks.
Solitaire.
Yeah, but again, like, this just seems something so trivial. Like, you're grasping at straws trying to fix something that has nothing to do with it.
I got news for people. Players have outside lives. They're not players 24/7 a day. You want them to be, but they're not. You think they are, but they're not. It's a job to them. As much as you don't want to believe that. Meaning when they check out, they do other things. They have other interests. You and I have other interests. Yeah. I leave here, I go work out, I coach. Coaching doesn't distract me from doing radio. It doesn't distract me from doing TV. It's just something that I love to do. It's something that's added on. These players, they got to stop doing podcasts. Why? Are they skipping practice to do podcasts? Are they not watching film to do podcasts? Or are they compartmentalizing their lives and doing something else? Extra.
You know what this seems like? Something a college coach would do.
It does.
Or a high school coach.
You mean when Coach K took away the logos on the uniform because they weren't playing up to snuff? That's what that is?
Kind of.
You treat them like kids. That's my point.
Actually, I think that makes more sense than taking away the stuff they're doing in the locker room or clubhouse, whatever it may be.
He took away all the logos out of the locker room and everything. Which must be nice to have that kind of loot.
Yeah.
Redo the carpet. Remove the D.
Okay, it's been 2 weeks. We're winning now. Put the carpet back. That sounds like my dad. I would come home from school.
So you say give him the D?
Give him the D. I'd come home from school and my dad would be like, we're rearranging the furniture. And I'm like, why? Because I want to see something different.
Who is Joe yelling at?
I don't know. I just heard an F-bomb in the other room.
Baltimore Trippy. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with you?
Not much, man.
Hey, man, Jeremy, of course, Rob over there crying about video games, man. I'm mad too old to keep playing video.
Hold up for a second. You say that. Am I underemployed? No. You're not going to drop it.
You're overemployed.
Am I underemployed?
No.
Were my kids taken care of?
Yeah.
All right. Are my bills paid?
Yeah, but you
okay, so I'm not too old. I'm too old if I'm sitting at home and I'm not checking those other boxes and I'm playing video games and smoking weed. That makes me too old to play video games. But go ahead.
I don't know about smoking weed.
Well, exactly. But you know why? Because that's what you want to do. So you're not too old as just wake and bake.
Hey, Rob, but look.
I think you are.
About the distraction, though.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know what I'm going to say, Rob. And I don't care what nobody say. Whoever came up with that rule is a clown.
It's a clown move, man. We agree on that.
Let me tell you why. I'm going to be real with you, right? How the hell are you going to take the stuff that brings people together?
Exactly.
Like, come on. But you got to... can I say
it? You want camaraderie. You want camaraderie in the locker room. And you take away the things that bring camaraderie.
Anyway, but you got two dumbasses like Kyle Van Noy and Marlon Humphrey want to be on podcasts. They need to take that off. How about they take that off? Like, that's a joke, man. Harbaugh is a joke. And you know what? This is a sign. Remember, I've been saying it 2 weeks ago. They're losing the locker room. Hello?
Yeah, you did.
And let us lose to this bed. Let us lose to this bed Sunday.
Well, I tell you what. You called in. You made a shot about my video games, but you ended with a bang. You ended with a bang. You redeemed yourself.
Y'all enjoy y'all day, man.
Hello?
Imagine, though.
Now I'm going to get a text for him.
Harbaugh can't, like, if he goes to the player and says, I'm going to tell you what you can do, what you can and can't do off the field, then you're really going to lose people.
See, that I do disagree with him on the podcast thing. I'm going to say it again. It goes back to what he said about the video games. If I'm neglecting my other responsibilities, then it's a distraction. If they're not neglecting their responsibilities of football players, Jeremy, then podcasts aren't distractions. They're not.
I mean, like, you got to let these guys do, like, people want them to go on the podcast and just talk about football and how everything's wrong. Do you want to talk about a 1-5 team over and over again?
Not only that, Jeremy, when you hang out with your buddies, do you want to talk about work all the time?
No. I've even said this, like, I hate when I get around, not family per se, but people where I feel like I'd rather have a conversation with you than you interview me.
Yes, Al, I hate that. I hate that.
Like, let's just talk. Let's have a beer. Let's talk. Like, you give me your opinion. I'll give you mine.
So
like,
what do you think about that? What do you think about this?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.